Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Check it out when you get a chance, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every week by email. And actually comes on Sunday to get you ready for the upcoming week. Let me introduce you to an old friend of ours. John McKegney is with us. John is Senior Vice President of Governmental Affairs for the Credit Union National Association. That's the trade group that serves credit unions across the country. And he's here to talk to us about something that's very important, and that's access to capital for small business. John, welcome back to the show.
Thanks again for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always. John, my audience knows that we talk quite a bit about banks and credit unions and access to capital on this show, and we haven't had you on in a while, but one of the things that I focus on as much as I can is making sure that small business owners have the maximum opportunity to get the credit that they need, to get the access to the capital, that they need. And one of those options is a credit union. And another option is an independent community bank, and another option is a big bank. But there's some things going on in the banking environment that you guys have been reporting on. And I'd like for you to give us a little bit of a thumbnail about some recent research that you guys have done.
Well, we've done research on it, and the Small Business Administration has done research. And the SBA study actually made us sit up and take notice because it confirmed a lot of the research we've been doing that a lot of larger institutions don't want to make loans to small business. They'd rather make a loan. If you need $50,000, they're not as apt to give you credit as if you needed $500,000, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, we've been saying that. We've been hearing it anecdotally from a lot of credit union members who are small business people. But finally, in February, the Small Business Administration actually came out with a study through what they call the Small Business Finance Survey. And it really, as I said, it made us sit up and take notice because it showed that in markets across the country, I think they divided the country into the 9 census regions, and they found out that the access to credit for small businesses was diminishing as bank consolidation increased. In other words, as larger banks became the norm, a lot of those larger institutions just don't, for a lot of economy of scale reasons, don't really feel the need to serve the small business markets like they used to.
Well, one of the things that happens is, and this is something that I've talked about on the show before, John, one of the things that happens is that the larger a bank gets, the more it relies on credit scoring, which to evaluate a small business, for anybody really, but especially in this case we're talking about small business owners. For a small business, they rely on credit scoring, and which is basically a computer model. Each bank has their own model. They won't tell you what the parameters are, what the requirements are for each one of the factors that they put in there. And that computer model puts in your data and spits out a number that if you're on or above the number that they think is acceptable to make a loan to you, then you get the loan. If you're below that, you don't get the loan.
It almost locks you as a small business person, it locks you into kind of a permanent cycle of not being able to get the credit.
Well, of course, every time, what it winds up happening, though, is what I think happens is the big banks wind up cherry-picking only the most worthy from a credit risk standpoint, the least risky customers. They wind up cherry-picking those. And they say they want small business loans, but to me, if you want to loan money to small business, if you want to help small business owners, you have to be able to take into consideration, John, something that the that the credit scoring apparatus doesn't take into consideration. That's the first of the six C's of credit, and that's character.
Well, credit unions are, as you know, they're member service driven organizations. We've been making loans to members for business purposes really since we started back in the early 1900s. And you know, I mean, even though we write about 0.5% of all the loans to businesses in the United States, I mean in terms of dollar percentage.
Right.
But the ones we do make, we make small loans. We have I think our average loan is about $118,000. To a small business, and it's something we'd like to do more of. There are some government restrictions that are in place. We're trying to change statutes to be able to have more flexibility. But I mean, our bottom line is very simple. We believe that small businesses benefit from more choices, just like we believe consumers benefit from more choices.
Well,
we hope we can do more.
Let me ask you this question: do you agree with me that the credit scoring, the more banks use, the more any institutions use credit scoring, the more detrimental that is for small business?
Well, I would agree with you, and I think the Small Business Administration would agree with you. Again, I'd commend your readers, or your listeners, rather, to look at the SBA's website and take a look at the study for themselves, but I think you're speaking the truth there.
Well, and I've had independent community bankers explain this to me, to us on the show before, that when you do... You know, if you're going to loan money to an independent to a small business, you've got to take into consideration your measure of the character of the person sitting in front of you. John's credit union folks know that just because of what's on paper doesn't always mean, you know, if there's a blip in the credit score, if there's a blip in a past history. You know, there may be a story behind that. There may be a reason that happened that a computer's not going to take into consideration, isn't there?
Well, I think you're right, and I think you need to keep spreading that message. We try to keep spreading the message that we need to be member focused. We need to focus on the individual rather than just some kind of a computer model. I think credit unions, because we're not for profit, we do take broader factors into consideration. But people like you need to use your bully pulpit to let that word get out, because I think that small business people have enough difficulties already without having to deal with a computer problem.
John, when we come back, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, what I want you to do is I want you to tell us how a small business owner could go about doing business with a credit union. And we'll do that right after these messages. We're visiting with John McKechnie, Senior Vice President of Governmental Affairs for the Credit Union National Association. That's CUNA, C-U-N-A. Stand by. We'll be right back. And they said you were gonna put me on a shelf. But let me tell you, I got some news for you. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with John McKechnie, who is Senior Vice President of Government Affairs for the Credit Union National Association. John, tell us a little bit about CUNA.
Well, CUNA is the trade association for credit unions. We were founded in 1934, even though credit unions existed since about 1908 in this country. And we have about 9,500 institutions that are members. And those credit unions have about 85 million members total across the country. So a lot of people are involved in the credit union movement.
Well, and... You know, as you said earlier, the amount of business that the credit unions get of the small businesses' total volume is minuscule, but it is growing. And I'm glad to know. You know, one of the things that's important, I think, and one of the hallmarks of the U.S. economy, John, is choices. One of the things small business owners have are choices. We get to make choices. That's one of the things when people come over here from other countries. They say, we can't believe all the things you have in stores and in grocery stores, all the different choices that you have. And so, you know, why not choices, plenty of choices for our credit? And another thing that concerns me is that one of the typical tracks of an independent community bank, as much as I love independent community banks, one of the typical tracks that you and I know of, John, is that one day, any particular community bank is liable to be bought out by a big bank and become a big bank.
Well, that's the consolidation trend that we've all seen in that industry.
And, now, I don't think that that means that we're going to run out of independent community banks. But what I do think could happen, if there's only one in your market, I think you ought to be doing business with that one independent community bank. But I also think you ought to have other options, and which might be include a credit union. So, John, tell us how a small business owner would go about doing business with a credit union, because they actually might not know.
Well, it's a great question, and the truth is that because credit unions are membership organizations, the general public doesn't have access to them. You have to be a member of either a business or an association or live in a particular community to become a member. I suggest going to our website, CUNA.org, which will give you at least some information to see if you are able to join an existing credit union. And if you aren't, you may want to approach a credit union and apply to become part of what's called a field of membership of that credit union. Either way, it behooves everybody for you to at least take a look at the option.
What is the typical criteria?
Well, it's simply a matter of having a regulator allow a small business to become a part of that credit union's field of membership. Back when you and I first started talking in the late 90s, we were engaged in a pretty big legislative fight to try to let Congress, to make sure Congress would broaden the law to allow a credit union, instead of having one company have one credit union, have that one credit union take in a bunch of companies.
Right.
Because you know as well as I do that we are a small business economy now.
Mm-hmm.
A shop with 10, 15, 20 people could not sustain its own credit union.
Right.
So that's
exactly
why it's important for small business people to think about credit unions as another option, as an employee benefit.
So what would they do? Just pick up the phone and call? They could call the local credit union and just interview them just say, this is what kind of business I have, and what would it take for us to do business?
Exactly, and that credit union would then have to see if the small business may in fact already be in the potential field of membership, mm-hmm, and not even know it. But if you're not, and if you want to become a member of that credit union, you have to again jump through some regulatory hoops. But it's possible.
And don't just because the credit union has the name of like a local plant or something, you know, the ABC paper mill credit union, just because it has that kind of a name on it, so more and more of them I think are changing their name to be a little more encompassing, but just because it has a name like that doesn't mean, don't be intimidated by that, don't be distracted by that, that doesn't mean that they won't take your business, that they won't
That's
do
right.
business with you.
That's exactly right, and that's why we had the law change back in 1998 to allow those credit unions where maybe in some cases the sponsor company may have even gone out of business, but the credit union underneath remains a healthy, viable institution. So we love doing business with small businesses, and that really is the kind of the lifeblood of not only the economy, but it's the lifeblood of a lot of what we do.
Well, see, one of the things, John, that I recommend to small business owners is that regardless of how big you are, make sure if you're getting any credit from a financial institution, if you need any credit for a financial institution, you need to have at least two different relationships. And I maintain that one of them, you need to make sure at least one of them is with an independent community bank, and I would go so far as to say have one of them be a credit union.
Well, credit unions have a motto, not for profit, not for charity, but for service. In other words, we look to serve people, and that gets back to your earlier points about how character and just what the individual needs are.
Right.
I think that's what we're all about, and I think that's why we're such a good match for small businesses in this country.
John, thank you for your time today. Give us your website one more time.
CUNA.org.
Can we find a list of credit unions on your website?
Yes, sir.
Across the country?
Yeah,
every state has a league.
Every state has a state association that you can go to, and they'll give you more information as well.
CUNA.org. Thanks, John McKegney. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Take care.
John McKegney, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Got to take a quick break. I'll be right back after these messages with our good friend, Andrea Nuremberg. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.